Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
8:15 Friday, June 5th. The other areas of the state heading into phase two. Not quite Orleans Parish. We're joined now by our friend, Dr. Jennifer Avegno, New Orleans Health Director. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm beginning to see you in things other than scrubs, so I take it that's a good sign.
Yeah, scrubs are comfortable for one thing, but yes, I mean, again, you know, New Orleans has made remarkable progress. Now, remember, we had the longest way to go. There were many days we were making national headlines for having the worst rise of cases and the worst rates of everything in the beginning of this. So, you know, the fact that we've come so far really is a testament to our citizens who are taking this seriously. And I think we have all benefited from that.
One thing that's got to drive you crazy as a public health official next week, trying, I would guess, you know, everybody wants to go to phase two, right? So are you worried about phase two? What does it look like now? When will we get there in Orleans Parish? And how much are you worried about the protest causing a spike in this? Because you got a couple of different things there, and they don't seem to be cooperating. I'm not making a political statement. I'm just talking biologically about the protests and about phase two and the coronavirus.
Right. You know, as you know, I mean, we worry about large events. That's why, you know, really Memorial Day was kind of our first test of a large event. And while, you know, I want to make it clear, and I'm sorry if I haven't done this before, Memorial Day is not the reason that we are a little bit behind the state. The reason we're behind the state is that we've always said, and what we know about the virus is that it takes 3 weeks to really sort of show itself if there's going to be a surge. And we really wanted to be consistent and say, if we entered phase one on May 16th, we need a good solid 3 weeks of data to make sure that the virus isn't rearing its head. Memorial Day being thrown in there is sort of a test of, you know, what should we expect to see if there's going to be a spike. I am really, really happy that for almost 3 weeks, it'll be tomorrow, our data has not changed at all. And so that's giving us confidence that early next week, we are likely going to announce that New Orleans is moving into phase two next week. So we're really just a couple of days to a week behind the governor, but we're doing it because we want to be consistent. In terms of the protesters, you know, what I see when I look at pictures from New Orleans versus pictures from around the country, our folks are taking it very seriously. Everyone's wearing a mask, and they're trying as much as possible to stay apart. You know, Tommy, I think that it is a gathering, that's true, but the ability to peacefully protest generations of systemic racism and injustice, that's sort of a higher use of a gathering than a backyard pool party that maybe could wait a month or two. We're definitely going to be watching. We're definitely going to be looking 2 to 3 weeks from the protest to see if there was an event, but I'm really proud of our citizens for trying to protect themselves and others.
I want to ask you this, because I don't know if you saw the story from ABC News or not, but everybody was very concerned about the pool party at the Ozarks. And, you know, Lord only knows what was swimming around in that water beside COVID-19. But there were no additional cases, I think, other than one, right, in that area after the Memorial Day weekend?
I have to check that report. I'm not sure. My understanding was that there had been different cases. And, you know, again, it's not the water itself. It's the congregating in the testing and the things that happen outside the water.
Yeah, I was so, just being stupid about the water. That's all. That was a joke about the crowd.
Right. Maybe this wasn't the one, but we've seen, I mean, you know, this, the event that started Connecticut's outbreak was a party. It was just a sort of a big party and, you know, led to spread throughout Connecticut, throughout New York. So it might not be every party that's at risk, but certainly we know that large group, you know, gatherings where people are touching each other, you know, a lot are much higher risk than you and I going to a restaurant with our mask on.
So you think, barring anything, well, you wouldn't know actually about protests really next week, would you? Because isn't there like a 2-week lag on?
No, right. We don't, but we understand that, we've got to balance our economic realities and the public health crisis that comes with prolonged, you know, economic crisis. And, you know, we said 3 weeks, our numbers are looking good in 3 weeks. So unless something crazy, you know, happens in the data this weekend, we'll be ready to move next week. Our phase two might be a little more restrictive than the state. I'm still kind of going through the state's final phase two. And again, that's because we want to try and control, you know, large gatherings because we know that they're problem spots. But I think for the most part, our phase two is going to look a lot like phase two. And then again, we'll be looking at the data in a few weeks. If there was something happening with the protests, we can adjust. We have told or put out on social media, everybody, if you are going to the protest and you want to come get tested, you can come to any of our mobile testing locations. You know, we want to know if there's something that arises from that, and then we can isolate it and control it so it doesn't get out of hand.
Thank you, Doctor. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you real soon. All right, Dr. Jennifer Vegno, New Orleans Health Director, trying to stay on schedule here because we got Joe Geruso coming up, New Orleans City Council member, to talk about moving into phased, surging water board. Are they ready for whatever rain Cristobal brings? 821 traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.